About a third of American households rent. And if you happen to rent in one of the millions of properties that are prone to flooding, you probably have no idea you're living in harm's way. NPR's Rebecca Herschel reports, it's a problem that's only worsening as climate changes.
Renters are concentrated in cities, and cities are flooding more. You know, like what happened in Houston in 2017.
Most of America's fourth largest city is now underwater.
Or actually, no, let's do Boston, 2018.
Massive flooding swept through Boston, turning streets into slow-moving rivers.
Never mind. Let's talk about the floods in Atlanta last year.
The all-day downpour causing flooding on the streets of Atlanta.
Flooding is a serious problem in a lot of U.S. cities, even ones that aren't on the coast, because climate change is driving more extreme rain. Marcella Bondi Keenan runs climate programs for the Center for Neighborhood Technology in Chicago.
People could just be moving around the city and be sitting on sort of a flooding time bomb and have no idea of it.
That's because in most places, landlords aren't required to disclose anything about flooding to their tenants, either past flooding in the apartment or future flood risk. Take Chicago. Bondi Keenan says a lot of the most affordable housing there are so-called garden apartments, where most of the living space is below ground. The same is true in other cities where flood risk is increasing. New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. And so people with the least money are often living in the most danger. Lori Burns lives in Chicago and works with Higher Ground, a national advocacy group for people who have survived floods.
People in garden apartments, literally everything they own is ruined, done, gone, disappeared. Like, just they had to throw it away. Like, their whole house is ruined.
And Burns says even people who rent multi-story houses are being hurt by flooding. It's happening in her own neighborhood, Chatham, on the south side of Chicago. It's a pretty part of the city.
Primarily single-family homes, tree-lined streets, small backyards, garage, alley.
She says no one would ever guess that the neighborhood floods.
There is no huge or even small natural body of water anywhere near us.
But the neighborhood has had the most flood damage of any place in Chicago in recent years. When it rains, water pours into a lot of finished basements.
TV, sofas, games, you know, this is a hangout space. Or even extra bedrooms are downstairs.
She says people who own homes in the neighborhood know not to turn the basement into a living space. Like many states, Illinois requires that home buyers be told if the basement floods or if the home is in a floodplain. But there's no requirement for landlords to tell tenants the same information. And the Illinois Rental Property Owners Association confirms that flood information is, quote, not routinely shared with tenants. And nationwide, many realtors and real estate developers groups have opposed more stringent flood disclosure laws. Marcella Bondi Keenan says the long-term effects of not disclosing flood risk are enormous.
It's not just property damage, but it's people's health impacts, and it's their lost wage time to do cleanups.
Health impacts like the ones from mold, not to mention the mental health impacts of losing everything you own. And undisclosed flood risk is an even bigger problem this year. Tenants in flood-prone apartments are just one flood away from being displaced during a pandemic. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.